Good evening. This is Nancy Sword and chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is October 11th at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm calling this continuation meeting from last week. The meeting we started last week and didn't finish back into order. We have a pro tem secretary from last week, Bill Crozier. Would you please call the roll?
Bruce Aaron?
Bill, are you there?
Andrew Grace.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I don't see her on the stream.
Can you hear me, though?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good. Sure. Okay. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanay?
Present.
Adriana's here. Chris Corey? Yes, for an excused absence. Bill Crozier's here. Joseph Davis?
I'm here in Houston.
Joseph's here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Catherine's here. Benito?
Present.
Benito Diaz? Okay, Benito's here. Jan? She asked for an excused absence also. William? Fairwagon?
Present.
William's here. Sabrina Jacobs? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark?
I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute. I'm here. Bye.
Okay, Sabrina's here. Dwayne, can't hear you. Ken Laufer?
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon?
He asked for an excused absence.
Oh, okay. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Afia's here. Alex Randall?
I'm here.
Alex Randall's here. Mansoor?
I'm there.
Mansoor is here. Nancy? No, you're here. Alex Steinberg?
Present. Nancy, present.
Okay.
Alex Steinberg's present.
Okay, Alex, thank you. Carol?
Here.
Carol Travis is here. Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Tom is here. Muscula Washington?
Here.
Muscula is here. Going back, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Okay, Grace is here. Jonathan? Alexander?
He asked for an excused absence.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Let's see. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark present.
Wayne is here. Okay. All right. We have quorum, Madam Chair. Maxie Jackson?
Present.
Okay. And John Tatum, parliamentarian?
Present.
Okay. Thank you. So we have quorum.
The question.
Can't hear you, Nancy.
Benito.
I think you're muted, Nancy.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, just if Mr. Crozier could tell us how many people are present, how many board members.
Okay, go ahead. Let us know, please.
18.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Adriana?
I move that we excuse the absence of the three people that asked, Jonathan Alexander, Jan Goodman, and Tony Leon.
Okay.
Okay, is there a second?
Carol.
Carol?
I'm sorry, I believe that Chris Corey asked too for an excuse absent. I didn't hear you calling him, but I believe that Chris Corey asked for an excuse absent too.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. I saw that too, yes.
I want to
ask. Is he included in your?
Chris Corey too, yes.
Thank you. I'm just scanning down here to see. Who's not here?
I am not here. Mansoor's not here.
I marked Jonathan, Chris, Jan, and Tony as absent.
Okay. All right. So is there a second to excuse these absences?
Carol,
Oh, that's right. Okay. Thank you. Any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, these absences are excused. Okay. Timekeepers, please. New timekeepers from last time, please. One for
Grace,
speaker.
Grace, I'll do something.
Okay. Do you want to do whatever you want to do? Is somebody else going once, going twice for your first choice?
Oh, I'll do the items.
All right. Someone else for the speakers? For timing the speakers, please.
I'll time the speakers. This is Carol.
How about you don't sound too good. How about Alex Randall or Joseph Davis?
I wouldn't be good at this.
Timing the speakers.
Madam Chair, I was before, but I'm accused of speaking too much. And everybody thinks that I'm interrupting you when I'm yelling time. I prefer not to do it. Thank you.
I can do it. I can do it, Nancy, even though I'm, I can do it.
Okay. All right. If you're up to it. Okay. All right. Grace will time the items. Carol will time the speakers. Thank you very much. Okay. So, things that are left open on the agenda are first and foremost introducing our new executive director, Maxie Jackson III. Welcome, Jack. Welcome, Maxie.
And thank you very much.
We would love to hear some remarks from you, and then I'll open the floor to Q&A.
Okay.
We have 20 minutes. For this item, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, how much time?
We have 20 minutes for this item.
Okay, all right. All right, well, first of all, I'm honored to serve as the executive director for Pacifica. Those who know me know that I've had my eye on this opportunity for a little time now, ever since departing NFCV in particular. But I've had some proximity to Pacifica even in the past. I got some early radio training at WPFW when they were located near Chinatown here in Washington, D.C., when I was first out of college. So I just want to state that as sort of a historical piece. At the end of the day, the reason I'm honored to be a part of this is I feel like I share many of the values that Pacifica espouses, the dedication and the focus on public service, a progressive mandate in terms of social justice and all kinds of forms of justice and giving voice to that and giving voice to folks who often, unfortunately, even in public media, are underserved and underrepresented. I have spent half of my life almost working in public media and community radio, this is a golden opportunity for me. I have been spending basically the last 2 weeks becoming acquainted with the operation for Pacifica, learning the ins and outs of different procedures that take place both at the national office and amongst all the different committees, and not only of the national board, but conducted with some of the members of the staffs around in our five stations and even in archives and the affiliates. I've been working with the office with Wandrin and Tom Livingston to get a handoff, if you will. Nancy has also been very forthcoming with her time and energy to get me up to speed on what is really a pretty expansive roster of areas of concern regarding not only financial, but operations and governance and content and all kinds of areas of concern and opportunity, quite frankly, for Pacifica. I am familiarizing myself with the employee handbook, and again, the bylaws for Pacifica, and just trying to get a real grasp of this initiative that I've taken a bite of. I've had the pleasure of meeting in person and via phone with Tom Livingston on several occasions. He's explained the macro to micro issues and opportunities with Pacifica as best he can, pointing out immediate matters that need to be addressed as well as long-term concerns, everything from the audits and the loan, CPB compliance issues, and some of the systemic issues that trouble our stations across the system. The need to create a fiscal year 19 budget and many other things. I've also had the pleasure of meeting in person and via phone with Nancy Sorden, the PMB chair. She and I discussed this arrangement that hopefully we'll proceed with regarding the NETA, NETA situation, their proposal. We've talked about bylaws, and she gave me rosters of the different subcommittees and committees of the Pacifica National Board, a bit of an orientation to just how those committees are staffed, if you will, and what their charges are, which ones are active and those which are not. And, of course, my employment agreement, moving forward on making that a reality, which happened last Friday. Almost daily phone calls with Wandrin, Desimese out of the Pacifica National Office, dealing with all kinds of matters from HR to accounting. She gave me a full detail of the office attrition and the results of that, and so I'm very aware of the extra work that she's putting in to make sure that things run as smoothly as she's humanly possible of doing. I know she has some assistance, but not much. And so that's something that I'm looking at and needing to remedy as well. I also have been working with John around IT matters. And really just today I've gotten to the point of having a computer, a phone, and the transfer of email, phone, and some technology in my name so that I can be fully operational both in my home office and when I hit the road. I've had additional calls with Anita Sims of NETA to discuss the proposal and the services that they've provided for us to review. John Almala as well, as I mentioned, not only about some technology issues, but also we've had conversations about compliance matters and what needs to happen to get in line on those fronts. Eileen Rosen, the chair of the PNB Audit Committee, and I had a conversation as well about the audit and what's going on there and the timeliness that needs to occur for that to happen in the, appropriately. I've attended, I believe, three Pacifica leadership calls by now, two finance calls, and a couple other phone calls relative to the Finance and Audit Committee, not of the board, but of the membership, the member stations. Lastly, I truly believe that the introduction and utilization of best practices need not deter or undermine Pacifica from being the North Star of progressive thought, community engagement, and revolutionary media. It's why I was inspired to solicit this opportunity to put my name in the hat, and why, again, I'm honored to be in service to Pacifica, to its membership, and to the listeners. I'll take questions.
I just turned off my time announcement on my computer. Sorry, that was not intended for you.
Oh, I was wondering. Okay. I could say more, but I think it'll probably come out in the Q&A that follows, and
yeah.
I'm certainly
yeah.
open to elaborate if that's necessary.
Okay. I'll take a stack for questions.
Catherine for the stack, please.
Okay.
Alex for the stack.
Okay.
Alex Steinberg.
All right, Catherine, Alex, okay. Go ahead, Catherine.
Okay. Yes, I am Catherine Davis, a staff rep from WBAI in New York and chair of the programming committee. So I'd like to start by inviting you to attend one of our meetings. I think it would be very fruitful. We are having a lot of interesting discussions there, so I hope that will be possible. Also, as a staff person, I have concerns about the lack of resources from station to station. I know in WBAI we have very few staff members compared to some of the other stations, and I'm concerned about what kind of evaluation and support you could provide based on what a station's resources are. And my second question or thought is to ask you if you would be able to work with the stations from the perspective of the staff to some degree. I feel that there is some schism occasionally, if not more, between the LSBs and the staff, and it becomes very difficult sometimes with that kind of schism, with so many ideas and pressure on the staff to respond in certain ways that can make it a bit of a fearful experience for the staff to try to figure out what to do because so many opinions prevail. So I would like to know how you would support the staff.
Gotcha.
Is that the timer? Is that the 90-second timer?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Great. If you also, if you could give like a 30-second warning,
I'll try it. Yeah, we'll see.
Sorry. Yeah. Just I know it's a lot, but
okay.
Okay.
Catherine, correct? That was your name. I'm sorry.
Yes, Catherine.
Okay. Let me answer your second question first. In terms of the LSB relationship with staff, general manager, and all that, I think one of the issues that in my conversations with multiple members of the Pacifica family, and I think this rings true in terms of my own learning and knowledge, having been in management positions, but also working in organizations where there is a clear and well-defined notion of what the collective vision, mission, and purpose of the organization is. I say that to say that I think one of the reasons why there is so much trepidation and maybe trauma between staff and LSB, and even working up in terms of the relationships that some have with the board, perhaps, is that there isn't perhaps enough leadership from the top, the clearest vision of what we as a collective community radio public service media enterprise aspires to. And so I think one of the things that needs to happen in very short order is me working with the board of directors to create a real clear understanding of what our goals and objectives are in the near, for the next cycle, whether it be a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year cycle, somewhat, I guess, outlined usually in what's called a strategic plan, obviously. But I think it's very important for that to be done so that that can trickle down to my relationship with the general managers, that I can, that that information, that sort of strategic plan and that vision and mission can be articulated to the LSBs so that they can ask themselves the pertinent question of how they can support that, those that vision, mission, and strategic plan. And then obviously the staff would fall in line and executing that with their objectives and goals. So that's a long way of saying that I think what needs to happen in short order is some clearly defined objectives and goals so that everyone at least understands why we're doing this, what our purpose and intent is, and how we plan to get there. And the closer we can get to really detailing and outlining what that plan is, I think the less contention we'll have with LSBs and staff. But I hope I'm not naive in saying that, but that's what I believe. In terms of your first question, you said there's a lack of support. That's not the word you used. I'm sorry. Could you repeat your first question? I know it had to do with resources.
That various stations have different resources in terms of staffing, so, and BAI is very short, and others have a lot of staff.
Right. Well, I think the bottom line is I've seen small stations that are extremely efficient and effective in what they do, and I've seen large staffs that are completely ineffective. So I don't think the size of a staff necessarily suggests the wellness, if you will, of an operation. I think what is important is that you have key personnel in place. When I produced the 5x5 model, one of the areas we focused on was operations and the notion that, you know, every healthy station needed to have a general manager with a competent relationship with the board. And an open line of communication, that you needed a program director who used research to endow decision-making about effective programming, whether it's Arbitron, which I know many of the stations don't have or utilize, or if it's, you know, some kind of survey. But it's getting programming that is largely based on the needs, wants, and aspirations of the community, and an understanding of how to program effectively in terms of what how audiences use radio and media today. It also involves having someone engaged in development work, someone who can, in a very competent way, steward the station's efforts to garner major donor support, individual giving, and sustaining giving, and more importantly, being able to cultivate giving amongst those who are doing that. Obviously, there's a need for some strong financials, and I think what we're looking at with NIDA, perhaps, is back-rooming those services, because if we can eliminate that burden from the stations and make that more uniform, I think we'll have much more transparency. I think we'll have a higher level of professionalism and hopefully trust amongst the stations with respect to how money's being spent across our system. So I know that's a long-winded answer, but I wanted to kind of give you what I think are some of the necessary things for us to move forward in the area of human resources. It's about getting the right people in place, empowering them with the resources necessary so that they can do good work. I don't think it's necessarily the size that matters. I think it's the competency and the will and the capability.
Thank you.
Four minutes left to this
One more. I just hope that you would be able to come to the programming committee at least once.
I meant to respond to that. I am working right now to schedule visits to all of the stations and the archives in the next 2 months. My goal is to visit all the stations by the end of November, and hopefully include meetings with not only the staff and general managers, but also the LSBs at each station, and hopefully the communities if we can make that happen. So I've asked each station to look at dates on the calendar and provide that for me, and I'm going to continue to work in that vein.
Great. Okay. I heard Adriana, and now so Alex, you're next, then Adriana.
3 minutes left to this agenda.
Okay. Could we have an extension? Could we have an motion to extend time for another?
Motion to extend time 10 minutes, Mansoor. Motion to extend time 10 minutes, Mansoor.
Okay. I heard Adriana. So will you second Adriana? So moved. 10 minutes. We're extended.
I'll be brief with my responses. I'll try to be brief, more concrete.
Okay. So if there's no objections, we'll be extended for 10 minutes. So we have 13 more minutes left in this item. Alex, please go ahead.
Okay.
Wasn't me, Madam Chair?
No, Alex was after Catherine, and then I heard you. So you'll be after Alex. Okay. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. Maxie, we've already been introduced to each other, and we had the advantage of a conversation on the phone, and you did attend a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee.
This is
and,
true.
Yes. And as I am the chair of that committee, let me say a few words about the big picture that we're trying to move in that committee, and that is the vision for the kind of Pacifica we are both inheriting and trying to mold. And that Pacifica is certainly not commercial radio in any sense, and it's not public radio either, actually, nor is it exactly community radio, although, of course, we're very fond of community radio and support it, and have a close relationship with our affiliates. Pacifica, I think, is a very unique entity, and there's really nothing else like it in the world of media in this country anyway. And I think we have both a responsibility and a calling in order to transform Pacifica from what it is today, which is kind of this loose affiliation of 5 radio stations and the Pacifica Archives, into a real network. Mm-hmm. And as a network, we can have a huge impact on the culture, not to mention the political conversation in this country and beyond. So that's kind of, at least that's been my goal in trying to move forward the agenda of the Strategic Planning Committee. And so far we've developed certain initiatives in terms of mandating a development of national programming. We passed a resolution to get a national programming director, to create a Pacifica channel. We've also passed a resolution to make the affiliates a separate business unit.
Timekeeper.
You're right. Time's up. Sorry.
Okay, so let me just finish up. So Maxie, I would just like...
Well over. Sorry.
Sorry.
Alex,
go ahead and finish your sentence, please.
I would like to articulate your version of this mission, because I think we are pretty much... we are pretty much aligned, and I know you've discussed this during our interviews, but the
way over time.
Okay,
from you on this matter. So I leave the floor open to you, Maxie.
Okay, Alex. First of all, I apologize for not mentioning having met with the Strategic Planning Committee. There are some others that I probably forgot, and I was actually going off some notes I had written from the previous week's meeting, so there's a lot that's obviously happened in between, so forgive me for that. I will say that we share a lot of what you said is the vision that you're articulating. I have spoken to multiple aspects of the Pacifica family about the network effect. I think that that applies to operations, and it sort of is mimicked in the in having the back end finance situation. But clearly, the network effect in terms of programming. I also am compelled by some of the conversations I've had with the folks. I believe Ursula is her name, who leads the affiliates initiative. I know that there's conversation about a podcast network, and so she's forwarded me some material to review on that. So I'm compelled to look at that. But what I will tell you is that I'm fully aware that Pacifica is its own animal. I have spent a lot of time in public radio. I've spent some time in community radio, and I'm aware of the fact that Pacifica is unique. It is much more clear about its political perspective. That's a unique position to have in public media, and what I mean, let me rephrase that, in non-commercial media. And so it is not lost on me that intentionality and the goals that you spoke to in terms of political influence and impact on the culture. What I would say simply is that when I talk about best practices and things, tools that I've used, not only in the 5x5 model, but what I've learned as a board member of the Greater Public or Development Exchange Incorporated, is, again, best practices do not have to steer us away from our North Star. There's no reason that everything you said cannot be achieved, or we can achieve everything you spoke to and still apply best practices of media. I think it crosses over, and the key for us is just to maintain our integrity as to who we say and what we do, who we say we are and what we do. So I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
I want to make sure we get Mariana.
Thank you. Next, Adriana.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Thank you. First of all, obviously, we welcome you before, but I will do it again. I didn't have the pleasure of meeting you, but, you know, sorry, I always trying to make my point across. First of all, I would ask you please to use the can you hear me? Because I thought
no,
they
hear
saying that they cannot hear me and my volume
no,
is at the maximum.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Adriana, it's very difficult to hear what you're saying. I can hear you, but I don't. It's hard to understand it because of the muddled sound. So I don't know if you're on speaker, but if you could speak directly to your phone, it would help.
I'm speaking directly to my phone. I can ask the chair please to adjust the volume and be sure that nobody else is playing with the control.
I'll adjust your volume. Okay. All right, I'll just raise it.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah,
thank you.
That's
fair. First of all, I will ask you, I said I didn't have the pleasure to meet you. Second of all, I will ask you to please use the ED at Pacifica.org email account, because then we will have, instead of your personal email account, because, you know, that will help for the foundation to keep record of what's going on. And the second thing is, I know that you have too much in your plate, but for example, you know that, like you said, Pacifica is a different animal. And for example, we are asking to vote in a proposal that we received 2 minutes after we opened this meeting. We know that it's not any way. You said that you received that proposal a week ago, but the board didn't. I mean, when I say the board, I said some of us in the board. Some the board received it, but some of us did not. I want you to understand that sometimes when we ask because it's our fiduciary duty that is in the bylaws. That is what our duties are. And like I said, I feel terrible that I received a proposal that is really so complex and means so much money, and we don't even have time to look at, you know, in the meantime that we are rushed to decide. I want you to understand that when we ask, it's not because we don't trust. It's because we have the obligation to do that, because we represent our people. And we are voted on. We are not, we are volunteers, and we are voted on by the members.
But I let Alex longer.
Thank you. Please. One sec. Okay. That is something that we can discuss in closed session. Okay. So that's not for open session.
But I can, let me just respond real quick, Adriana. Number one, you'll be glad to know that my ed@pacifica.org is now active and I can use it. It's no longer going to Tom and he transferring it to me. So I actually have it, it comes directly to me now. So please, feel free to use that. And I'm going to publicly, through email announce that, that my communication is finally up. The phone number, the 510, phone number.
Please do not release all those.
No, on the phone.
Yeah,
please.
Please do not release all those information.
I wasn't going to give the last four digits. I just said the 510 number is active, though. So I just wanted to say that. So I am fully, I'm still working on a few little kinks in terms of my communication, but just so you know, I am good in terms of that, the technology. In terms of the voting piece, I respect what you said, and I didn't come believing that there was a lack of trust, at least with me. I haven't hopefully earned distrust at this stage of the game, but I do respect what you have to say, and I do also appreciate the fact that voting is taken very seriously by those on this board and on all the committees, and so I respect that.
PR News in Washington. I'm
Okay. Zach. Okay, Athea, go ahead.
Okay. Welcome aboard, Maxie. We've met before some time ago, back when you were at NFPB.
Okay.
I'm one of the two affiliate representatives, and will express my concern with regard to the recent resolution that was passed regarding affiliates and how it will be implemented, particularly in light of the fact that there were allegations of lack of accountability on the part of the foundation as it relates to affiliates, an allegation with which I do not agree, and that further held that that the funds paid to Pacifica for and by the affiliates ought not be used by Pacifica. And since our reason for being associated with Pacifica is to be affiliated with a strong, healthy body, that to deny Pacifica the resources necessary to service the affiliate program and the affiliates seems to me a great contradiction, and that's a conversation I look forward to having with you in further detail.
Time is up.
Thank
for
you.
This item. Time is up
okay.
For this item.
Okay.
I'm going
to
can we extend 5
motion
minutes?
To extend 10 minutes.
What about 10 minutes?
Second. Okay. Any objections? Hearing
we
no
had
objections.
Nobody. We had nobody on the list to ask question. Why don't we just let him answer the question and that's it?
Maxie needs to respond, and someone else may think of a question after that.
No, I know, but nobody asked for it to be on the stack to ask a question. Why don't we just let?
I would like to ask for the floor, or everybody can jump on.
Right.
No, we
right.
are asking it
right.
to come
right.
to an
right.
end.
Right,
to this
right, right. So there's an object. I take it you're objecting, Mansoor, to the extension of 10 minutes?
I just don't want to spend time to take a vote this and that.
Could we just have Maxie answer the question?
Exactly. We got a motion. No, we got a motion to extend for 10 minutes. Are there any objections?
Yes.
10 minutes.
Okay, Bill, take the vote. Bill, take the vote to extend to 10 minutes.
I have a question.
Minutes? Okay, Grace Aaron.
No.
No. Grace Oates, no. Jonathan Alexander is not here. Adriana?
Yes.
Adriana is yes. Chris Corey is not here. Bill Crozier passes. Joseph Davis?
Oh, yes.
Joseph's yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine, yes. Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Benito's yes. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
And I'm also working you present.
Jan Goodman, wait a minute. Jan Goodman is absent.
She's here now.
Okay.
William Heerwagon?
Yes.
Williams, yes. Sabrina?
Abstain.
Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Sabrina is abstain. Dwayne Lark? Okay.
Yes.
Dwayne is yes. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Is pass. Tony Leon's not here. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Afia is no. Alex Randall?
No.
Alex is no. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor is no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex is no. Carol?
Pass.
Pass. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom is no. Muscula?
Yes.
Muscula is yes. Going back, let's see. Bill Crozier abstains. Let's see. Ken Laufer?
No.
Did you vote?
No.
Ken is no. Ken is no. Carol?
Abstain.
Carol abstain. Okay. Let's see. Yeses, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes. 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
Abstain. This requires 2/3. So this motion to extend fails, and we're going to move to the next item. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Maxie.
Could I have a motion to go into closed session?
Oh, that's Chair, Adriana.
Yes, Adriana.
We skip the approval of the minutes.
We did that. We postponed that last time.
That's why.
We've already dealt with it last week. This is a continuation meeting. So we've already dealt with the minutes last week. We postponed them until the next meeting.
Meeting. Today, right?
Yep. No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is a continuation meeting, and we're only dealing with the items that we didn't deal with last week.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Grace.
Okay,
yes,
we have, as I see on the agenda, there are important motions coming from the committees. When shall we get to these, and why is it, in your estimation, more important to go to closed session? We do need to do the business of the foundation that we need.
Yeah.
We can do an open session.
Right. We have a very important piece of business to do in closed session that our audit's completion depends on. And so I would like us to go there and at least complete that. There's other items on the closed agenda that we did not complete as well last week that are included in the continuation meeting. And we can decide to, you know, go back to open session with a motion after we complete whatever business we want to complete in closed session. But I recommend that someone make a motion to go into closed session so we can deal with the item.
Madam Chair, may I make a motion? I'd like to make a motion that we go into closed session with the caveat that If we do not return to open session, that we will continue this open session agenda next Thursday.
Is there a second?
Second. Carol.
Second.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing no objections, we are going to adjourn to close session, and I just want to give an estimate of the time that will be in there for the people listening on the stream. 1 second, please. Okay, so we should probably be back to open session by between 10 and 10:30. So, with that, we are adjourned to close session.
Half an hour, Madam Chair? Half an hour from now?
Half an hour, yeah, half an hour to 45 minutes. I'm expecting that'll take that, or maybe even an hour. But it, so
what,
state,
why don't we just say 45 minutes to 1 hour?
We could be back as early as a half an hour. I just want the people on the stream to know we could be back as early as a half an hour. But it's probably more likely an hour. So just, you know, keep listening in that 30-minute window for when we come back. Okay. Well, see you. I'm going to start the session over, and we'll see you on the closed session.
So are
the
we
dark side
in,
of
or Otis just taking us off?
I'm gonna end this call, and people will call back in, and Otis won't have to put us on. You know, he won't have to keep us on the stream. This
okay.
This will take. Okay.